Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Wilco Radio, Bazaria County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Turncoat Tuesday. It's the 15th day of October, halfway through October, 2019. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597, and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 55 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 65 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. Pleasant fall day. I haven't seen no chemtrails lately. I haven't been outside today, but I'm hoping they're not there. All right. That being said, what are we going to look at today? ATF drops lower receiver case for fear of doing damage to other ATF regulations. Ooh, these new propagandists, they think they're so sneaky, and they're at work. And we're going to see how they're at work as soon as we return.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5,
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, ATF drops lower receiver case for fear of doing damage to other ATF regulations. This is from the Captain's Journal. It was sent in by Joe STP for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. And, you know, we've been talking about, you know, this bullshit that we're watching with this impeachment and trying to pretend, they're trying to pretend like what they're doing in the fiduciary is, well, it actually is, because it is the admiralty, the administrative admiralty is what, you know, just the same as they're getting fucked in there, just like we're getting fucked here. Only difference is it ain't true. What they're doing is a production, and their production has a purpose, and it is to, I mean, that Bill of Rights is like, that ratified law in that Bill of Rights is like wolfbane to these bastards, and they're feeling the heat. That's all there is to it. I mean, I've seen this, lady cop that shot the guy, and she got convicted of fucking murder, man. And this guy who shot this, who in the hell did he kill? Shot the woman through the window just the day before yesterday. He resigned, and he's charged with murder. They're trying to, see, they know they've gone too fucking far. And people have asked why, and people, that Bill of Rights is being pushed out there. It's the raw, it's the law, it's the law, and they're breaking it. They're criminals. So, everything, we're seeing a lot of it, but like I said, they've got these professionals are in here now. So you're going to see, they're trying to fucking slow this shit down, because it's coming at them like a fucking freight train. Anyway, this is a long article, and we're going to go right through it. This is a fascinating case, telling us more about the ATF and their worldview than anything to do with lower receivers, read every word of the report. And they have no fucking, the ATF has no authority. It's a non-starter to start with. For more than a year, Joseph Rowe illegally manufactured AR-15 style rifles in a warehouse south of Los Angeles. No, he didn't. The second article says there's no way it could be illegal for him to manufacture rifles, that there can be no law against it. There can be no infringement upon his absolute right to have as many guns, make as many guns, or any other fucking weapon he wants. So this is bullshit. Remember that. This is a violation of the law. It's a violation of the second article to the People's Bill of Rights, which is ratified law. His customers, more than two dozen of whom were legally prohibited from possessing a firearm, they cannot be legally prohibited, so that's part, it's bullshit, possessing a firearm, could push a button, pull a lever, and walk away a short time later with a fully assembled, untraceable, semi-automatic weapon for about $1,000, according to court records. Rowe continued his black market operation despite being warned in person by agents from the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms and Explosives that he was breaking the law. Well, no, he wasn't breaking the law. The existence of the ATF is breaking the fucking law. Okay. But 5 years after raiding his business and indicting him, federal authorities quietly cut a deal with Rowe earlier this year and agreed to drop the charges. Now, see, they're trying to show like there's some kind of fucking avenue here, but all you're going to find here is a loophole in an infringement. It's all they're talking about here, and they're going to tell you how it can be corrected, okay? And that's where we get into the fun part. Why? The judge in the case had issued a tentative order that, in the eyes of prosecutors, threatened to upend the decades-old Gun Control Act and seriously undermine the ATF's ability to trace and regulate firearms nationwide. No such, they have no such right, and the decades-old Gun Control Act is a fucking infringement. It is a violation of the law. You see, keep that in mind. That's a violation. None of this shit pertains. You just stand, I mean, it's simply the second article says, shall not be infringed, period. Period. What is to infringe? Oh, well, we'll get into that. In the eyes of the prosecutors, the case threatened to open up, okay. No one can change the law except those who made the law, i.e. the House and the Senate. Well, the House and the Senate could make no such fucking law. The ninth article to our People's Bill of Rights says, well, let's see it. Let's just read it here. The ninth article says, the enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed to deny or disparage others retained by the people. What is it to deny? Let's see here. To refuse to accept the existence, truth, or validity of, disparage, to, deprecate, by indirect means, deprecate by deprecation, you know, it's, to change, to deprecate by indirect means. Indirect means would be legislating it away. Now, what the fuck is law in this country? What's law? Well, the Constitution, they say, when it was ratified back in 1789, was the supreme law of the land. And then the Bill of Rights, when it was ratified by all the states, it became the supreme law of this land. Now, how do you change a law? Well, now you're sitting there, you got the Constitution, and you finally got your Bill of Rights there, which is the authority, inserting the people's authority and prohibiting the other creature that was created from infringing upon those unalienable rights by law, making it against the law to do so. So how do you change the law? I mean, lawfully. Well, you'd have to go to the fifth article of the original Constitution, and it allowed for, what the hell was the 14th Amendment? to amend the Constitution. That's the only way you can change the law. And you can't change the law of the Bill of Rights because of the ninth article. It says no authority can exist to deny or disparage, and to change the law would be to deny or disparage. So when they talk about this guy, violation of the law, that's bullshit. All that they can legislate is goddamn rules and policies that they follow in accordance with the law, in enhancing and strengthening the people's individual freedoms and liberties. That's what their job was. Before they were unlawfully, in violation of the law, removed and replaced with a fucking unlawful corporation. And then the states, they went right along in suit, and they became unlawful subcontractors under the main contractor. And this is where the goddamn administrative admiralty jurisdiction that could never be on this land. It would be a violation of the law for it to be on this land, which is now used in every fucking, they're not courtrooms, every star chamber across this fucking nation, okay? Okay. Where were we?
I think it's important for all of our people to understand that, when you walk through life in our life, and the way that we live, and the way that we interpret the Bill of Rights, you've got just everything you do, it's got to be Bill of Rights only. If someone says something that doesn't jive with the 9th, the 14th, or the 1st, or the 2nd, you gotta let them know, man. You gotta tell them that wrong. And you gotta be strong about it. Like you've always been with me. You can't hedge your bet. You gotta be strong and forthcoming, and let everybody around you know what the hell's going on, and what the real truth really is. Period.
It's written right there. It is ratified law. That's not, they tried to make the Bill of Rights this little just thing, the Bill of Rights, and then always just all the suits under the 14th Amendment, under the fucking admiralty jurisdiction, you see, and all the prosecutions by the government, that's what the states are prosecuting you, the government, not people, not the people. And the people were the only rights that had the right to arrest and prosecute. Sorry. But what you're doing is fucking unlawful. You are breaking the law. And you can't change that law because the ninth article says you can't. And even a state can't violate that law because it is a prohibition within the... we'll read that 10th Amendment to you. This is for you down in California. The power is not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it to the states, are reserved to the states and respectively to the people. That is prohibited by it to the states. So the second violations of the second article are prohibited by the Constitution, the supreme law of the land, to the states, go ahead.
The unlawful BTAF. Never forget Waco.
Never forget Waco. Well, the ATF, it can't exist. They're just a criminal organization. The whole corporation is fucking criminal. It was created in violation of law. It is operated in violation of the law. It continues to operate in violation of the law. And the law is not being enforced. The law must be enforced by we the people, and that's where we're getting at here. We're getting to the point where people are understanding that. And so they're playing these kind of games. Let's get on with the game here before we could get what we're doing. Okay. No one can change the law except those who made the law. And how can the law, the true law, be changed? It has to be changed through Article 5. Which means it has to be ratified by, it has to be presented as an amendment. And then it has to be ratified by a majority of the fucking states to change the law. Now, what they're doing is writing policy, which is inferior and is in violation of the law. I mean, you can say it's against the law to murder somebody. I can write down on a piece of paper and have some of my buddies sign it saying it's our policy to kill someone. Well, you might have had the policy right there, and you wrote it down, you signed it, stamped it, and everything, but you broke the fucking law. and you're going to be punished. The House and Senate, no, they cannot. They do not have the authority. They cannot, because they have to operate under the Constitution. And they are prohibited from having the authority to infringe upon the second article in any small way. In any, they can't touch it. They can't change one fucking word of it. The 1968 Gun Control Act, the 1,040-some fucking infringements just on the second article are all violations of the law, plain and simple. Right there on paper, I mean, black and fucking white, you can't deny it. It may be that the GCA is reprehensible, and it is. And it may be that it is unconstitutional. I hate that fucking word. It's not unconstitutional. It is a violation of the fucking law, the supreme law. They are criminals. If they said it like it, what it is in reality, that it is a violation of the law, not the constitutional. It's unconstitutional. Well, if it's unconstitutional, that means it's a violation of the law. And why are they being allowed to violate the law? And it is, but only the House and Senate can change it. No, by God, they cannot. They do not have the authority. We just read it to you here. The ninth article states the enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights. Rights defines out as authorities. That means whatever you wrote down in the Constitution that creates a fucking right, which is an authority, shall not be construed. That is interpreted to deny or disparage others retained by the people. Now, they tried to tell you this was to cover what wasn't covered in the Bill of Rights, but hell, they're not even obeying what you fucking did write down, which is actually how you enforce your rights, because it is the maximums and the procedures, and they fucking well know it. They know that this is the law, and they know that they are in violation of the law to the point of a capital offense, and this is their fucking propagandists coming in, like I said, trying to just, it's just like when we were talking about Obama, when he said 25 fucking times he did not have the authority to write an executive order on DACA. Did not have, and they kept on saying, only the Senate and the House can do that. Only the Congress can do that. Well, no, they fucking can't. Because what you're doing in reality is you're taking what belongs to us American nationals from me. You're taking from me as an individual. And you are doing so without a fucking due process of the law as described by the law, which is the law in the fucking Bill of Rights. You are not a fucking individual I have harmed in any way. You're just writing shit down on a piece of paper. You think that your fucking legislative powers as being the employees of the people would allow you to fucking regulate the people? No. This we cannot do to each other. We sure as hell cannot delegate the power for somebody else to do it. And the rights are unalienable. That means they can't be fucking changed. They can't be fucking altered. They're a part of us. They're like our lungs. They are a part of us, but you see what the sneaky bastards are doing. Now, see, what they're trying to establish here is somebody found a fucking loophole in their ATF policy that they make up as they go along, and people go to fucking prison in complete violation of the law. But, I mean, they're just sitting here telling you that, where are we at here? Irreprehensible. House and Senate can change it. No, they fucking can't. They couldn't write it in the first fucking place. They had no authority. They violated the law when they wrote the first gun control fucking policy. When they wrote it down on a piece of paper, they became treasonous. They were in violation of the second article of the law. They violated the law. And they continue to violate the law. But this is what they're trying to convince you, just like with Obama. The president can't sign an executive order for DACA, which is still there. How is it staying there? How's it sticking? Oh, because those corporate appointed fucking goddamn judges, the Star Chamber courts of the king, they're claiming that they're above the law too. But what they're telling you, and this right here is this House and Senate, they can violate the law because the law is very fucking clear. The second article reads very fucking clear. It is written in fact, and it cannot be changed. So they're in violation of the law. But this is what they're trying to sell you. These are the petty propaganda. These are the new son of a bitches. They're trying to establish that, yeah, there is some kind of law here. No, there fucking ain't. Everything that you, even they're showing you, is arbitrary and capricious. Law is not arbitrary, and it is not capricious. It is absolute fact. All law, real law, is based in absolute fact. It doesn't have no subject matter involved in it.
California, I mean, it's unbelievable. They're trying to, well, you know, you got the article right there in front of you. They're trying to tell you you can't use a ham radio. There's the best example that you're just talking about. I mean, they're trying to tell you have no more free speech. I mean, what the fuck? This gets worse every day, man.
So what are they?
You can't even use a radio. You can't even use a ham radio?
Yes, I can.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Yes, I can. They're breaking the law. I do not have to go along with someone. Someone kicks in my door in the middle of the night or comes through a window to rob me. They're breaking the law. Okay? I shoot them with my fucking shotgun. These people, you jump to another article. But that is breaking the law. That's all there is to it. This isn't fucking rocket science. The law is laid out plain and clear. And the only way it can be changed is through the fifth article, which does not apply to the Bill of Rights because of the ninth article, which forbids it. The fear that losing a case, whatever that case may be, could upend the GCA is ridiculous. Ponder that for a moment, and let's continue. A case once touted by prosecutors as a crackdown on illicit firearm factory was suddenly seen as having the potential to pave the way to utter unfettered access to one of the most demonized guns in America. Federal authorities preferred to let Roe go free rather than have the ruling become final and potentially create case law that could have a crippling effect on the enforcement of gun laws. See what I'm saying? No, they're not laws. They're policies. All you could ever make was policies. To make law, you have to go to Article 5 for the federal government. Anything to do with the fucking prohibitions in the fucking Constitution. But you can't even do that at all with the fucking Bill of Rights. You're breaking the law. You're breaking the law when you even talk about it. When you wrote out that 14th Amendment, you did so without authority and in violation of the law. And see, that's what's killing them. This isn't going to be no fucking civil war. This is going to be an uprising of the people to enforce the law. That's all you hear out of them. The law, the law, the law. Okay. We'll go with that. We're going to enforce the law. The supreme law of this fucking land. If the supreme law of this fucking land is not enforced, well, then you're illegitimate. You're criminals. You're breaking the law. Enforcement of gun laws. Several sources familiar with the matter told CNN each requested anonymity due to the sensitive nature of the case and its impossible implications. Oh, she says they just want to get you intrigued with this bullshit. So, goddamn, now the House and Senate are going to have to get together and make the upper fucking receiver on a fucking AR-15 the same as the lower receiver is now. Both will have to be serial numbered. But they're going to have, only the House and Senate can do it. No, they fucking can't. They couldn't write the 1933 Gun Control Act. That was a violation of the law. They couldn't write the 1968 Gun Control Act. That was a violation of the law. They could not ban clips. They cannot do anything to any of your fucking weapons of arms. Not just guns. Every terrible implement of the soldier is the birthright of an American. Period. And that's the law. And if you violate that law, if you infringe upon it, if you try to demean it or take away from it, you are guilty of a violation of the supreme law of this land. You are guilty of sedition against the people and their authority. And that's a fucking hanging offense. Under U.S. District Court Judge James V. Salinas, interpretation of the law, convicted felons and other people prohibited from pressing possessing firearms would be allowed to legally acquire all the parts necessary to assemble an AR-15 style rifle and other weapons, according to federal prosecutors. Well, they said that people prohibited. There is no one prohibited. There is nothing past that period. And what do you think that the fucking something absolute? See, that's what the Bill of Rights is. It's absolute. And the ninth article says it stays absolute. So something that was absolutely fucking understood by these pricks fucking 50, 60, 70 years ago. When you got, you've watched the movies. You've read the books. When you got out of prison, they had to give you a fucking gun and so much fucking money if you spent enough time in the fucking prison. It was you're fucking right. It is right. And this is not 2021. It don't mean those absolute fucking statements written as absolute statements that is absolute law. Well, it ain't no more. Well, really, then you're in violation of it, because that's the only way that can exist, is for you to be in violation, because the law has not changed. The law cannot be changed. It can only be obeyed or disobeyed, and you have disobeyed it. You have committed sedition. You have committed treason, and you will be tried for that. You have removed the people's common law courts under the guise of an unlawful fucking corporation, and you think that you're gonna fucking weasel your way back in here by trying to pretend like there's some kind of justice system that's lawful in this country? The justice system that you are running is a violation of the law. The supreme, superior, absolutely unchangeable law. The guns are sometimes assembled from separately acquired parts. Under federal law, there's no such fucking law. You guys want to hear the federal gun law? I'll read it to you. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed, period. That's the law. That's the only fucking law. And it's never been changed because it can't. And it can't be infringed upon because the ninth article fucking forbids it. There is no authority in the House, in the Senate, in the executive, or the fucking even the judicial branch, if we had the Constitution, which we do not, they couldn't touch it. They fucking knew it. That's why they create this corporational, under corporate, see, we're working under a whole different thing. And Judge Napolitano says, well, yeah, they can, because we're working under the Uniform Commercial Code and the Bill of Rights ain't in there. Oh, the Uniform Commercial Code, huh? When was that ratified? It couldn't be, could it? Because it would have been a violation of the ninth article, because it would have allowed somebody to contract you out of your fucking rights. And there can be no authority for a contract that takes away a right. It's against the law. The one regulated individual part of a firearm is what's known as the frame or receiver, a piece that, among other things, provides a housing for the hammer and firing mechanism. See, this is all fucking irrelevant. But these are these propagandists. That's why this is such a long article, people. Though incapable of firing a round, the part is considered a gun in its own right, as it is subject to the same restrictions. Restrictions? Restrictions? That's infringement. To restrict a fucking absolute right that shall not be infringed. That is infringement. To restrict something is to infringe it. You're violating the law. Though incapable of firing a round, the part is considered a gun in its own right and is subject to the same restrictions as a fully intact firearm. Manufacturers must stamp it with a serial number, and licensed dealers are required to conduct background checks on prospective buyers. What are we talking about here? You mean we have to have the permission of the fucking government to fucking exercise our absolute fucking natural right? I think that's a violation of the law, don't you? It sure as hell says up here that the people's The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Isn't that infringement? Charging me to fucking, to get permission from you to exercise a fucking right that has no conditions on it? None. You're breaking the law. Background checks on prospective buyers. The restrictions are also intended in part to keep felons and other people prohibited. Oh, now they're prohibiting the second article. It doesn't say anything about here in the second article about any. It says shall not be infringed, period. Prohibited. Prohibiting something is infringing on it, isn't it? So that makes that a violation of the law. You're sitting here confessing to us. And we are going to fucking hold court. And you are going to fucking answer for your fucking violations to the law. From possessing firearms. Prohibited by who? Who prohibited it? Oh, that corporation over there. Walmart prohibited it. Fuck you, Walmart. And fuck you, United States Corporation, you motherfucking treasonous pieces of shit. We're gonna see how we deal with you with the law. Everything we're gonna do to you is gonna be fucking by the law. And when you go through that trap door, it's gonna be by the fucking law. When that rope hits the end of the fucking slack and you start shitting yourself, you'll be shitting yourself in accordance with the law. From possessing firearms, from acquiring them piece by piece. And we're at the bottom of the hour. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It's 12:39 Pacific time. And that was JB in the Moonshine Band with a shotgun, a rifle, and a 45. That's what I was, you know, we're looking at the second article here, and we're talking about this bullshit fucking propaganda that they're trying to fucking, these new fucking communists are trying to ease it. The Congress and can do it. No, by God, they cannot. They fucking cannot, because it's against the law. I mean, we're going to look at fucking, you know, the right of the people to keep and bear arms. Well, arms define, it says, a means such as a weapon of offense or defense. It doesn't even say gun on that one. But what's a weapon? What's a weapon defined out is? Something such as a club, knife, or gun used to injure, defeat, or destroy. So you cannot infringe upon our rights to have any of those things. You sons of bitches, you arrogant bastards. Corporate fucking policy is all they got. Unlawful violations of the law is all they fucking have. And they fucking know it. Federal law enforcement officials, which cannot exist because the government never had no authority to fucking exercise over the people. The people are self-governing. Only an individual can exercise any authority over another individual, and they have to do it through the common law, through that, with that elected judge that sets moot and makes sure that everybody's rights are fucking denied. And fucking make sure that everybody gets procedural due process. That's his only fucking power he has. And he's elected by the people, not appointed by a corporation. And members of Congress, law enforcement, and members of Congress have been, there is no Congress. There can't be a Congress. There is no fucking republic. It's been replaced by a corporate charter in violation of the law. There was never, do you guys remember, you see it in the Constitution, I mean, the one that they show you, where they fucking changed this from a fucking republic to a fucking corporation, right? They did it through Article 5, right? Well, they didn't, because they couldn't, because that would have been a violation of the fucking law. They just fucking did it. They violated, like the guy that robbed the bank, he just fucking did it, and he broke the fucking law. Have been on notice about a potential problem with the language in federal gun law that cannot exist. To say it is a fucking act of fucking sedition. Got it? Shall not be infringed, period. And that's, see, that's again, the people, yeah, that's our rights. No, that's the fucking law. That is ratified, absolute fucking law. And for them to say federal law as applied, there is no fucking other. God damn it, I'll do it again. There's only one federal law that pertains to the fucking guns that I know of that has been ratified properly under the old Constitution. And that was a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed, period. That's the federal fucking law. That's the state fucking law. That is the law of this land. That is the authority of the people speaking. Let's get down here to their fucking fantasy again here. Potential problem with the language in federal law as applied to the AR-15 since at least 2016. In July of that year, prosecutors in Northern California abandoned a case against a convicted felon named Jimenez after a judge found that the AR-15 lower receiver he was accused of purchasing in an ATF undercover sting did not meet the definition of a receiver under the law. They keep saying law. See how they keep saying it? And in these goddamn hearings that you're seeing on TV, that's all administrative fucking bullshit. All they can do is hold hearings. There is nothing lawful, legal. Oh man, don't get me saying legal. There's nothing lawful. They are not fucking the judicial branch of government. But they're trying to pretend like it fucking, none of it matters. And then you have Trump up there. I'm not being given due process of the law. Well, you're not within the fucking law, dude. You're at a goddamn corporate fucking, it's like a board meeting. That's closest you can come to fucking law. And it ain't law, it's policy. All you can create is policy for a corporation. The fucking law is the law, and I already read it to you twice. And it's simple. You don't have a goddamn thing to say about it, and you are in violation of the law. The ruling and subsequent dismissal drew little notice but prompted a letter to Congress from the U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch. She advised lawmakers that the lawmakers, you know, you make a law, you have to go to the fucking fifth article. There's the original Constitution and the Bill of Rights were the only fucking law there is, people. One was for a fucking government over there that was supposed to take care of fucking things like during a war, and they were supposed to enhance our rights and protect our rights for goddamn sure, but it wasn't their duty to, it was ours. Because the law was in place, the ratified law was in place that said they fucking had to. They could not touch it, ever. That's why the ninth article was put in there. There can have no authority. You have to have authority before you can do anything. And you don't have it. And when you act without authority, if I don't have the authority to come in and take something from you and I take it, that's fucking larceny. And I can be charged by the person I took it from for fucking larceny, for stealing from him, for the criminal act and for the fucking loss of the fucking property in a civil action. But a single person has to do it, and it can't be government. You can't do it in your government capacity. You cannot operate in the court of the fucking common law, which is the only court that is lawful upon this fucking continent. Your admiralty jurisdiction ends where the fucking, where the tide ebbs and flows. And the putting of fucking Washington D.C. upon our land was a violation of the law. The creation of your fucking corporation, violation of the law, high fucking treason, hangable offenses, each one of them. And they know it, and they're running smack into the fucking law now. Now they're fucking, she advised lawmakers that the judge's decision, the Star Chamber judge's corporate fucking decision, the employee of the corporation, not the elected fucking judge of the people's decision was not suitable, which he cannot make a fucking decision. It has to, you got the right to the fucking jury. The jury's the ultimate say in this fucking country. Be it 12 fucking ditch diggers. Or 12 fucking prostitutes. They are the highest fucking authority in this country. Decision was not suitable for appeal, and that if ATF officials believe the definition should be changed, they should pursue regulatory administrative action. You talk about violating the fucking law. And then we're just going to administrate and do some action, move around, sign some papers, and hey, you know what? Your law's gone. Well, no, it fucking ain't. It is fucking ratified, and it is the law, and it is enforceable. You'll fucking find out. Further into the report, we get to the details of the case. We hear at ROHG Industries have been doing build parties for quite some time, he wrote in the sparsely worded one-paragraph letter. The customer installs the part into our machine and pushes the button, Roe explained. It is legal. No, it's lawful, you stupid son of a bitch. And see, this case here is just like this one with the fucking bitch that walked in and that bitch cop that walked in and killed that guy in his house. They know this shit is, they can feel it, people. It's out there. It's on them. People are understanding. It is staying a piece of paper. That's fucking law. That is the supreme, superior fucking law of this country, and it can't be changed. It can only be obeyed, or it can be violated. And these dirty bastards are in complete violation to the point of fucking sedition and treason. In November, the chief of the ATF's firearm technology branch, ATF cannot fucking exist. It is a violation of the law just in its existence, just like the corporation, just like everything that has sprung from that corporation. It is the poisonous fruit from the poisonous tree. It is a violation of the law. Firearms Technology Branch responded to Roy Roe by letter. He told him that if the build parties he was referring to resulted in the production of anything the ATF classified as a firearm, he would need to obtain a license for manufacture. No. It's like that background check. Don't need no permission. It's the goddamn law. The law says, yes, I can. And you're saying, no, I can't. That means you're in violation of the law. Roe did not heed the advice when an undercover ATF agent visited his factory on two occasions in December. He observed parts and machinery used to manufacture AR-15 type rifle firearms, court documents state. 2 days before Christmas, the ATF gave Ra a warning in the form of a cease and desist letter. It informed him that he was engaged in the unlicensed manufacture of firearms and was at the risk of the criminal prosecution. That there is no fucking such law. We already know what the law is. And this is in violation of it, isn't it? Isn't it? This time, Ra appeared to take a heed. When undercover agents visited his factory in early January, he was not there, but employees told agents they were no longer machining gun parts. The ATF had shut them down, the employees said, according to a report recounting the conversation. They promised to call the purported customers back when they got the green light to resume operations. Less than a week later, they got the call. Their visit to the factory the following day was captured in secretly recorded video obtained by CNN. Roe, dressed in a T-shirt and a New York Yankees baseball cap, appeared congenial and knowledgeable about firearms. He made no secret of his business model. Are you here to make yourself a rifle right now? He asked the agent during the encounter in January 2014. I'm not going to get into trouble or anything like that, one of the agents asked. Nope. Roe assured him, we're legal, man. And they, legal, man. We're within the fucking confines of the Admiralty fucking legislation, the unlawful legislation, because there's only one fucking gun law in this country, and it's never changed. So you're legal, man, but you're also lawful, you dumb son of a bitch. And see, they want to put this shit out here to try to predict. Well, this guy here, I guarantee you, he had the bucks, man, because he had a law firm on the fucking hook. You're just the regular fucking son of a bitch out here they want to fucking crucify. Yeah, just see what kind of legal shit they got for you when they're in violation of the fucking law, even coming to speak about, even talking about our guns. Roe told the undercover agent he'd enacted a new policy after being shut down by the ATF. Anyone who wanted machining services performed had to pay $25 fee to join his gun club. See, he's looking there. This is just like that goddamn, I get so pissed about it. What the hell was his name? Glass. Rob Class? Rob Class, you know, the way to get in, work it in the administrative and get them at their own rules. He ended up in jail, you know, all this stupid shit. The bottom line is all of this whole great big fucking article is fucking irrelevant. Why is it irrelevant? Because it's all violation of the law. There's only one fucking law and you can't violate it. Well, you can, but you can be fucking prosecuted for those violations. You can have your fucking neck stretched for committing sedition and treason, because that's what it is to violate those laws. Just like it would be, you know, if you were espionage within the fucking service, if you were in the service under the Admiralty jurisdiction, it would be a hangable offense. You violate the fucking supreme law of this fucking land and violate a person's fucking rights, that's what you're doing. They are rights, but they're also absolute fucking law. That right is the law. Law. Remember that. Every time. It's the law. Look it up. It was ratified in 1791. It's the fucking law. And you're in violation of the law. Okay. Then we went to the factory. He was down here. I'm not going to get in trouble. Okay. Raw told undercover agents he'd enacted a new policy after being shut down by the ATF. Anyone who wanted to machine services performed had to pay $25 fee and join a gun club. That way he was no longer catering to the general public. See, just this little workaround fucking things, these little maneuvers to get right instead of saying, fuck you. You're in violation. You can't write fucking shit down on a piece of paper. Call it legislation. Legislation is not law. There's a big fucking difference. Law has the force of the fucking will of the people behind it. Because they're the ones that created the fucking law. They're the ones that ratified the law. They're the ones that made that law unchangeable. And that is natural law. You might as well say you can fucking change the sun. Because you can't. It's the law. He told one of the agents he was already considered a member because he'd bought a gun before. Raw told him he would have to vouch for the newcomer so he could join the gun club as well. After collecting $25 from the new customer and agreeing to a price of $1,000 each for a pair of rifles he wanted to buy, Rowe directed the employee to begin the machining process. Moments later, he stood next to the agent in front of a large piece of equipment that his computer coded to precisely machine parts for an AR-15 style firearm. Go ahead and press the green button, Rowe told the undercover agent. The green button? Question, the agent asked. Yeah, Rowe replied. That basically means that you did it, believe it or not. I mean, see this big fucking game here. I mean, this is what you're gonna fucking play with. No, it's a goddamn. How many words are even in the law? What are you talking about? 20 plus 27 words. That is the law. In this fucking country, in reference to fucking guns, arms of any kind. The most terrible implements of the soldier. That is the only fucking law there is. Anything to the contrary is a violation of the law. Because the law has never changed. Why? Because it cannot be changed. And that's the end of the fucking argument right there. After that, it's fucking force that you're talking. You're talking about fucking an illegal corporation going to enforce illegal fucking dictates and violation of the law upon you, and they're going to use unlawful fucking private fucking army fucking corporate enforcers to fucking to enforce the fucking violations of the law, to commit the violations of the law upon your person. And that's where it stands, and you got the right to fucking gun them down because they're breaking the fucking law. They are intruding on your fucking rights in violation of the law. They are infringing. They are denying. They are disparaging in violation of the law. That's what the law is, you propagandist sons of bitches. And you know, I know that. I know why I'm seeing all this shit. That's why this fucking shit you're seeing with Trump. And they're talking about like they're doing something in the law. No, that ain't law. None of that's law. None of it. Nothing they're doing, like this fucking shit in the back room, down in the bottom, man, it's nothing, that's all you want. They're trying to get people to fucking think again, well, them others be the law and lawyers and stuff and law. No, that is not the fucking law. In fact, Trump, every fucking one of them that are playing over there like, well, this is the law, every fucking one of them is in violation of the law to the point that they've earned themselves a fucking rope for sedition and treason. They have violated the law. They are a violation of the law just existing because they were created in violation of the law. And they created the 14th fucking amendment in violation of the law. They incorporated in violation of the law. And then they sought to remove the law outside the confines of the law, which is a violation of the law. They are nothing. Every fucking one of them is guilty of fucking high treason and fucking could be tried in a common law court tomorrow, only they violated the law again. So now, what's left? Well, what did our fucking true founders leave us? The second article, the only fucking law on weapons in this country. And they left it there for a reason. So that you, and it ain't for fucking, so you could have a gun to shoot a fucking deer. And it ain't because so you could have a gun to play like target shooting. And so you could shoot the fucking lawbreakers who removed your fucking courts and the only peaceful way you had to fucking bring them to justice. That's why the second article was put in there. And that's why it is, it's absolute. Shall not be infringed. That those guns will always be there. The terriblest implements of the soldier will always be in the hands of the people. You will not violate our law. And the enforcement's coming up, you motherfuckers. Anyways, we've made it to the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And from now on, I mean, anybody that's arguing any shit with you, have that, just get a copy of the fucking Bill of Rights. The way it's supposed to be in articles. Like the one I have to say, and get for the ratification and print it at the top. This is ratified law right here. Are they breaking the law, yes or no? They say, no. What are you going to say? Of course they're breaking the law. They fucking confiscate fucking people's property on the side of the fucking road. Asset forfeiture. Where is my Fifth Amendment due process of the law? The procedural due process for you can take anything from me. Not to mention it's the fucking government who has no authority whatsoever in the goddamn law. Except to obey it. They don't, we tell them what to do. They don't tell us what to do. That's a word from the trenches.